was there a tension when you were in Kuwait, sort of between, you know, the people in the army and the Kuwaiti people?
Oh, not at all.
No?
No, they loved us. You know, we basically liberated them.
Yeah. So,
they'd have done anything for us, it seemed. Yeah. Well, very well received in the Kuwait City. And like you see the World War II veterans liberating Paris. It's maybe similar to that, except for the kisses and the flowers, but the flag waving and the pats on the back and stuff from the people.
Mr. Grimm had mentioned the idea of the media, and did you feel the media's presence while you were overseas, or is that something that you didn't really sort of understand until you came back?
We never seen on either deployment media with the units I was at. Mm-hmm. Well, the ammunition kind of thing, you can understand
yes.
that. We were so far removed in Iraq this time that I don't think anybody would have came and followed us. But the media did play a part in our pre-deployments at home. When we get ready on our units and stuff like that, the media was a frenzy there, you know, wanting to talk to soldiers and get their angle on it and stuff. We had misgivings on that, too, you know. It's we have a job to do at this home station to get our stuff together. I don't know if it was, you know, the thing to do to talk to the media at that time.
Yeah.
You know, we had our job to do, but I don't know if they could put a spin on it, where we were going. They always wanted to know more than what we even knew. Uh-huh. And we couldn't answer their questions either.
Did that feel weird, having to, like, sort of be, have this sort of secrecy?
Not at all. No, because one good example I can think of, when I was at Ohio, the media hounding the soldiers, and we didn't let them into the building, of course, but just around the grounds and stuff, and trying to tape what we were doing. So it was a little bit of pain working around that. And we had a first sergeant just come on a tirade to kick the guys out and this and that. It's like, then I thought about it later that evening. It's like, what's he doing? He's, you know, it's, I wouldn't say silence the media, but, you know, to push them off to the side. And these are the very things that we fight for, is our freedom of press, you know.
It's sort of like you're doing your job, but they're doing their job.
Right.
And sort of,
yeah. And I mentioned it to him the next day after I thought about it and gave him something to think about, too, you know. We do have our freedoms, and that's one of our freedoms, and we don't want to shut them out, but, you know, there has to be that level of security for us, too, you know.
Did you feel a shift in the media between Persian Gulf and Desert Storm? I mean, no, Persian Gulf and Iraqi Freedom?
I don't know. I was not aware at all, Desert Storm. The media coverage at all until I got back and seen highlight reels with CNN and stuff like that. But now in Iraq, noticing, watching the news now, 6 o'clock news, what was really over there, I think they're missing a lot of the stories. You know, the good that the American soldier is doing over there. We are are trying to accomplish a lot. And now that the humanitarian missions aren't necessarily covered and that I'd like to see. Because as the engineers, we did a lot for these people, and I've never once seen any of it on the news, really. I've seen clips, you know, little schools and stuff, parks that we've renovated, but not to the extent it is actually going on over there.
Because like you said, for all the destruction that's occurring, there's a lot of construction
right.
going on as well.